I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Sabres come back in town this week. What does the downtown and Main Street arena corridor need to really improve?
Well, you know, I mean, the arena as well as the Sabres are just, you know, a vital asset for downtown Buffalo. I mean, we're talking, you know, 150 to 200 annual events, you know, and these are people coming into downtown and hopefully grabbing dinner or a drink, you know, before or after an event.
Performance has to be a factor in that, right? The Sabres, if they're playing better, more people are going to come down. But if they're not, the KeyBank Center can be rather empty. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, a full building is better for everyone, right? It's better for the environment, the emotion at the game. It's better for the home team, right? You know, to get a great rallying cry. And obviously it's better for the businesses downtown. You know, the more bodies we can bring downtown, the more people we can bring into the arena, everyone in that vicinity benefits.
The construction around the area, right, between canal side construction and even the cobblestone rubble over on the other side of the arena, is that affecting anything?
You know, I mean, I think people have patterns. I mean, obviously, construction's a part of living here in Western New York. But I, you know, what I would also really encourage people to is, you know, there's a great opportunity to take the transit line down from, you know, the theater district right to the building. So, you know, there's plenty of places to park. There's plenty of ways to get to the venue, including, and I really think importantly, you know, the transit, public transportation.
Yeah, the transit line is huge. I mean, you think about it, right? And the vibes around the Sabres team this season, with Lindy Ruff returning, you know, the team is off to a slow start. Do you foresee still a lot of people coming down for at least the first few games to see how they are at home?
I do. Buffalo is an unbelievable hockey town, right? I mean, we are, whether it's, you know, our pro teams, amateurs, youth hockey, you know, Buffalo, New York is a hockey town. So, you know, we, you know, win, lose, or draw, there's a ton of energy. But, you know, I would put the hockey fandom in Buffalo up against any country, you know, any fan base in the country. Obviously, you know, we'd like to see a few more wins, but that'll come. And I think a full building just helps bring that energy and translates that energy onto the ice.
Is there anything else that you think might be able to bring more people to the area that they can update in that arena?
Well, you know, the arena, it's public knowledge. The arena needs, you know, a major facelift. You know, the roof, that's a functional improvement. Jumbotron, you know, that's great. But I really think, and I do know the organization is focused on really the fan experience in the building, right? And that comes down to the lighting and the sound, you know, as well as, you know, continuing to evolve and improve, you know, the food and beverage offerings. There have been some great improvements over the last couple of years, but I think we really continue to focus on that whole overall fan experience and you know, creating a destination at the arena.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.